The DA can announce the next step in our war against ANC cadre deployment will take place on Monday, the 30th of January, when we once again meet the ANC in court, this time in the Johannesburg High Court. This will be part of the DA's ongoing effort to ensure transparency over the role played by cadre deployment in promoting state capture, corruption, and service delivery collapse. Through this case, which will be heard on Monday, the DA aims to obtain and expose complete records and minutes from the ANC's cadre deployment committee, dating back to the 1st of January 2013, when President Cyril Ramaphosa became its chairperson, a position in which he remained all throughout the era of state capture. This case has taken on new significance following the oral evidence presented by the ANC this past Monday and Tuesday as part of the DA's separate court case to declare cadre deployment unconstitutional. During that earlier hearing, the ANC argued that the cadre deployment constitutes free speech. Yet the absurd nature of this claim is belied by the fact that every single decision ever taken by the ANC's cadre deployment committee is a closely guarded secret. If cadre deployment were truly a matter of free speech, why is the ANC opposing the DA's court case to make public full and complete records of all decisions made by the deployment committee? If cadre deployment is not corrupt, why is the ANC so desperate to hide the facts about it from the people of South Africa? The DA invites the ANC to drop its opposition to our PAYA court case and provide us with full records if it truly believes that cadre deployment is free speech. Anything less would prove that its opposition to the DA's war on cadre deployment is nothing less than desperate hypocrisy in defense of corruption.